Well, good morning again. Let me pray as we come to look at this great passage together today on this great day. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the way you care for us, and especially for today, the way you care for us by sending your Son into the world as our Saviour and our Lord. Father, we pray that the sword of your Spirit may pierce our hearts also this morning as we hear and reflect on what it means to be celebrating today. Amen. Now, Christmas is a time for signs, lots of signs. If you can't read that, four stages of life are that you believe in Santa Claus, then you don't believe in Santa Claus, then you are Santa Claus, then you look like Santa Claus. And I see from some of you sitting here today, it's very true. I'm only kidding. There's lots of signs around. There's shopping signs, big discounts on this Christmas, aren't there? Some stores even going to 0% off. Huge. There are bad spelling signs. That was the M&M wrapping paper. And here's one, a good one to remember when your kids say, like one of mine did last night, he's fake. Said when Santa is called fake, when you stop believing Santa, all you get's undies and maybe socks if you're lucky. So suddenly he believed. And of course church signs are very popular at Christmas as well, like this one. Come kill some time before the part where you get presents. I'm pretty sure none of you are doing that this morning, because you've all opened your presents already, right? It's all right. It's all done. A lot of signs. There's a Santa Stop Here signs. We've got the Christmas catalogues full of different signs of specials. The stockings hung up. That's another sign. People put their stockings up, or Christmas cards. There's food everywhere. Fridges are full, overflowing. Wrapping paper everywhere. All signs of Christmas. Christmas is like this big show, isn't it? A big show with lots of signs. And maybe that's why some people like Christmas. It's over the top. It's just a big show. It's over the top. It's everything all at once. It's fantastic. And maybe that's why some people hate Christmas, because it's so over the top. So much commercialism, and it's too much work, and there's too much drinking, and there's too much money to spend, and too many decorations, and on some houses, too many lights, I dare to say. Just one of those times that's just full on, isn't it? It's a big show. But the first Christmas was a big show. If you think back to our passage today, Luke 2, the first Christmas we see the shepherds in Luke chapter 2 having a visit from an angel. And not some meagre little tiny angel, but some big, scary, glowing, frightening angel. It would have been awe-inspiring and humbling and just very, very scary. And so the first words the shepherd says, the angel says to the shepherds are, "Don't be afraid." He knows they're afraid, and he announces to them the special news of Christmas. And then a whole heavenly host appears. It doesn't say really how much a heavenly host is. It could have been 100,000, maybe tens of thousands. But that would have been frightening as well. It was a big show. You could not have missed it if you were a shepherd at that time. Is that why angels have become Christmas decorations for us? Because they're the sign of Christmas. They announce the coming of the Saviour. They appeared in multitudes across. They appeared to Joseph, to Mary, to Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist, Jesus' cousin. Is that why angels are such an important sign for us at Christmas time? Or if you go back to Matthew 2, Matthew chapter 2 has a story of the wise men. And the wise men followed a star that appeared in the sky. And so we get stars appearing on Christmas trees. Is that the sign of Christmas? The star. When you see a star, do you think of Christmas? Or gifts? The wise men brought gifts. Gold, frankincense, myrrh, fruitcake. Didn't hear about that one in the Bible, did you? It's there. Not really. The gifts. Another sign of Christmas, right? Is that the sign of Christmas, gifts? If you ask your neighbours, or your friends at work, or your family, what's the big sign of Christmas? What would they say? Would it be presents? Would it be the star? Would it be the appearance of angels? What would it be? We remember signs because they mean something. Signs are important to us. Signs are a way to remind us of the whole amazing story. It's great to see angels and stars and see presents because it reminds us of the Christmas story. It reminds us of everything that happened. But all of those things pointed to one sign. All of them pointed to one sign. And that sign is shared with us in verse 12. The angel says to the shepherds, "This will be a sign to you. You'll find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." That's the sign. That's the Christmas sign. That's the only sign that matters. Everything else pointed towards that. That one sign. That you will find a baby wrapped in cloths lying in a manger. Birth of the Saviour. All these angels, a star in the sky leading people, presents, all this stuff, all of it pointed towards this baby lying in cloths in a manger, the sign of Christmas. Have you worked out how much Christmas has cost you this year? Just get on your smartphone and check your credit card, you'll see probably. $100? Anyone? I envy you. $1,000? A little bit less? A little bit more? Yes? I know, your gift to me put it over the top, didn't it? That's all right. That's okay. You can do that. But what is the cost of Christmas? Have you ever counted it up? How much money you've spent? And what about the time? Have you spent, have you added up the time that you spend over Christmas? An hour? 2 hours? That's the car park. And then what about all the other time you spend at Christmas? How much time is it? What about your relationships? How are your relationships going at Christmas? How are they costing you? Are they better? Are they worse? Is it a bad time for relationships? Is it a good time? What about your mental health? Are you stronger? Are you weaker? Are you happier? Are you more depressed? What is the cost on your mental health over Christmas time? Christmas costs us in a lot of different ways. A lot of different ways. Financially, time, relationships, our own mental health. Christmas costs us, but nothing costs at Christmas in a way it costs God. Because that is, the true sign of Christmas is the true cost of Christmas. And that is the baby lying in cloths in a manger. That was the true cost of Christmas. And the cost was all God's. God sent his son into this world. Have a look at this verse. First, we'll just go back to verse 11. "Today, in the town of David, a saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be the sign. You'll find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Today, in the town of David, that's what we're celebrating today. That on that day, on the day we celebrate, in the town of David, a saviour has been born. That is so significant that in the town of David, the first king over Israel, appointed by God, in the same town and from the same family line of this King David, and all the promises that God has made to King David and to Israel, from 2 Samuel 7 saying, "I'll establish your kingship, your throne forever." Here it is, that today in the town of David we celebrate that a saviour has been born. That's the sign. A saviour, one who saves. A lot of saving happening at Christmas, but not this sort of saving. This is the one. Born, you notice those words? Has been born to you. To you. At no cost to you. And he is Christ, the Messiah, God's King. His promised King. The Lord, the ruler, the King over all things. As a baby in cloths in a manger. This is the greatest sign of Christmas and the only true sign. Everything else points to this sign. Everything. The Christmas gifts made their way to the baby in the manger. The star made its way to the baby in the manger. The angels made their way, leading people to the baby in the manger. It was all about him. And I love the fact that the stories that we recount over Christmas are the wise men and the shepherds. Because that is the greatest news for us of all. This is the Saviour for all people. The wise men, the rich, kings, wealthy, and the shepherds, the poor, the dirty, the nobodies, those wealthy and rich in status, and those who were just on the hillside in the middle of the night. All of them led to Jesus, to the sign of Christmas. This is a Saviour for everyone. For poor shepherds, for rich kings, and the sign is the baby wrapped in cloths. This is God saving the world through a baby who grew up to die on a cross and arise again. Born to save us, born to us. Born to live, born to die, born to rise again, born that man no more may die, born to raise the sons of earth. What does your Christmas point to this year? Think of all the stuff that you're doing, all the things that you're managing at the moment, all the things that you've put together for this great and special day. What's it all point to? Where's it all going? What are the signs you're looking for? What are things leading you to? You know, the sign that we see less and less in the shops, at least where I shop, is the baby in the manger. I mean, I only shop at Kmart for Christmas decorations, but, you know, they've got plenty of stars. You can maybe find an angel. You'll struggle to find a baby in a manger. Anyone found one? Decoration? It's tough. But that's the sign. That's the sign that the world is forgetting. That's the sign that all the other signs point towards. And that is the real cost of Christmas. That God sent his son into the world. Now Christmas is free. I know you can think and sit there and think about all the things that have cost you over this Christmas. I certainly do. January, middle of January, when those bills come in, then you'll start thinking about it, right? Oh, this has really cost me this year. But nothing in comparison to the cost to God. It doesn't matter who you are at Christmas. It doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter about your past. It doesn't matter if you're rich or poor. It doesn't matter if you're famous or a nobody in the middle of nowhere. It doesn't matter if you've ignored God in the past or even mocked him. Or if you've become complacent and not given him too much attention. The truth of the message of Christmas is that we all need saving. That we all need a saviour, this saviour. We need saving from life. We need saving from this world. You know, I hear just on the news this morning, or last night, I can't remember because they sort of blended into one this morning and last night. It still could be Tuesday for all I know. But I heard on the news, again, civil war on the brink in South Sudan. Haven't they been through enough? When does it end? This is what we need saving from. A world where we wake up every day and another war has started. And more pressures brought to bear. And we complain about health fund fees going up by 6% and the housing market being unapproachable. But the cost of this world is what we need saving from. We need saving from the world and we need saving from ourselves. Saving from our sinful desires, from our selfishness. We need saving from being a naughty child, from being a bad mother, from being an absent father. We need saving from a difficult marriage. We need saving from the mistakes we've made in the past. We need saving from a life without purpose. We need saving from the civil wars in our own life. We all need that. Whether you're a shepherd or a king, we all need this saviour. And today you might be lucky enough, fortunate enough, to be surrounded by loving family. The five F's of Christmas. Family, friends, food, $400 iPods, Just to get the F in, they're usually about 300. Trust me, I know. And fake Christmas trees, or furry Christmas trees, or something like that. You might be fortunate to have all those things this Christmas. But God says we still need saving. Whether you've got all of that, or nothing at all, today, we are all the same. The message of Christmas is that no one is in a different boat to another. We are all in need of a Saviour, every one of us. And today we celebrate that a Saviour has been born to us. And you'll find him no longer in a manger and no longer on a cross, but in heaven. Your living King and Lord. I pray this Christmas, today especially, that everything in your day just keeps pointing you back to the birth of that child, God's Son, our Saviour, Wonderful Counsellor, Mighty God. May God bless you this Christmas by bringing everything around you back to that focus, that you may praise him and worship him as your King, and know that God has saved you from this world and from yourself today. Can I pray? And then we'll continue in our service. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that we can celebrate today this great day, this monumental day, celebrating the birth of God on earth, the birth of our Saviour. May we be brought back to that again and again, especially today and throughout our lives. Save us, Lord, from this world, from ourselves, from our sin, and from death. In Jesus' name, Amen.